Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You and Your Democracy is a series of short take civics lessons hosted by Chuck Parkinson. You can find the full series online at sdpb.org/yourdemocracy. Today's episode, Chuck talks with Dorothy Brewick, retired Rapid City area school district social studies teacher. She is, today is the first of a three-part series, and Chuck begins by asking Dorothy, what is the preamble to the Constitution?
Well, the story sort of starts with 1776 and Thomas Jefferson and the gang's idea that we should be free. And so with the stroke of the pen, he wrote the Declaration of Independence and created the United States of America. And we didn't have a government. And so in 1781, the states came together and wrote what was called the Articles of Confederation, which didn't work. About the only thing it was good for, it did allow us to conduct a Treaty of Paris that ended the Revolutionary War. So in 1787, the powers that be said, we have got to do something about what's happening in this country. And that's a story for another time, how all everything was falling apart. So they called a convention, they called one and not enough came. So they called the second one in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the state house. And 55 delegates showed up, 12 states were represented. And Rhode Island didn't come and it doesn't participate in this at all. Anyway, and they were supposed to fix the Articles of Confederation, but of course, when they reviewed them and looked at all the problems, they thought, there's no way that we can do this. And so they said, we have got to have a new form of government. And at that time, then really their job was should have been over, they should have gone home. But instead of going home, they put black curtains on the windows. They put dirt on the cobblestones so that they wouldn't be interfered in the noise of the horses. And they rolled up their sleeves. And their first discussion was, what are our common beliefs? And what happened was those common beliefs, which I can talk about, coalesced into one single 52-word sentence. That is a statement of what our plan of government is all about, and that is called the preamble.
That's an amazing thing, and I don't know if many people have been to Philadelphia in the middle of the summertime, but it is miserably hot and humid there, and for them to, you know, because some people may not, you know, think air conditioning is wonderful, but when the windows are closed up and everything else going on, how very, very committed they were to coming up with this new form of government.
I know, I used to tell my students about that. You know, they all just held their nose. They could all almost envision what that room, the environment was like. But they did, as you said, they were loyal patriots and they hung in there and they decided this is what they needed to do. And they stayed there. Some kind of came and went because of personal obligations and stuff. But for the most part, they stayed there. And wrote this plan of government based on the preamble.
Let's talk a little bit about the basics of that preamble.
Okay. Well, I used to call it, talk about it as the three C's. And I said that the founding fathers or the framers could see, you know, almost into the future and what was going to be needed to put those. And so their basic common beliefs that they all agreed to was one, that government is a compact of people coming together for the common good. That was the first C. So they formed a compact. The second one is that this government will derive its authority from the consent of those governed. So that was the second C. So we have a compact that has gotten the consent of the governed. And the third one is there are three basic fundamental laws or principles of nature that cannot be taken away. And of course, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was included in the Declaration of Independence. And then a fourth, of course, because of the problems, it was the right to own property. And so taking those core beliefs, giving the people the consent to agree to this plan, and making this plan a compact of people for the common good, they could write a government, a new plan.
I think that's an important point, the common good. People sometimes don't think about that from that standpoint as we go forward, and which is really is the heart of this matter, I would think.
Yes, yes, yes. And it still is the heart of this matter. And so it was a statement of purpose, and it provided a framework, and it was enough of a structure so that there were corners, you know, it contained. But through their wisdom, they also allowed growth and expansion within that framework, as long as you kept referring back to the preamble or that statement of purpose. And when I taught this, I was a mnemonic nut. And so I always tried to assist my kids in putting things in an order where they then could expand its meaning, you know, so they could put their own personality and selves into essay questions and anytime organize their thoughts, I guess. So it was Pheeps. It seemed like, and I'm sure maybe there's one or two kids out there, they're not kids now, but adults that go, Pheeps, I've heard of Pheeps, Mrs. Braywick and her Pheeps. But so the preamble, this one sentence, begins with we the people, and there you go. There is a compact giving consent. So those first words reflected the common belief that it was going to always be the people that formed this government. And then in order to form a more perfect union. So form a more perfect union, F is the form, and of course, better than the Articles of Confederation. Something that all the states would agree to. Something where they would, so it would that national government, that federal government, the union. And union, like the United States of America started out as common nouns, and then eventually evolved into the name of our country. You know, the United States or the USA. And so a better place for people in the USA to live. And because of so many of the disputes, the EE, of course, is established justice. And there was no top level or federal judicial system. The courts were, some were state, some were local, magistrate, all kinds of courts, but there was no umbrella court. There was really no way to ensure justice for all, and words like due process and those ideas came later. But the idea was to establish some kind of justice system to make sure that people were treated fairly. So anytime someone questions the justice system and the power that the Supreme Court has, all they have to do is go back to the preamble. And of course, that was the idea, was that eventually there would be, you know, a law that would interpret this.
I think that's one of the things that's very important for our viewers and listeners to really focus on is the fact is that the Constitution was built out. It always came back specifically to the points that you just talked about that are the integral parts of the preamble.
Yeah. So then the third one is the I, and it is the one that is very timely today, and that is ensure domestic tranquility. And domestic always refers to the home. And their intention was to refer to peace at home, in your house, peace in your hometown or your local world, and peace in your home country. So within, and this has been, you know, probably one of the most maybe widely interpreted and maybe disputed over. Controversy, there's another one coming that's probably shares the title, but ensure domestic tranquility. It was to make sure that the country would run smoothly. And so there was peaceful protests, and they're legal. And they're within the framework of the Constitution. But then there were riots that went outside of that that needed to be controlled to provide safety for people within that particular space. And so, you know, the controversy that we're having over, well, even, you know, wearing face masks Well, to ensure domestic tranquility, peace here at home, Walmart has got to figure out how to put that order in place and not adversely affect, you know, put anyone in danger, like their workers who are, you know, so that's ensured domestic tranquility. And, but another really important one that I know some people fear today is the peaceful succession, handing the government over from one leader or one party or one element to the next. And we have the 25th Amendment. We have that outlined, how we peacefully succeed one administration to the next. And that's ensuring domestic tranquility.
That goes to the point. As we run our time down, and we can talk, like I could have this conversation for all day, but this will be for another time in the future. We can follow up on some of these things we've touched on today. As we leave this episode, any final thoughts that you might have?
Well, yes, you know, there are two more things, of course, I wanted to address. But I think probably my final thought is that this is probably the wisest, probably most important single sentence ever written in the whole world pertaining to the purpose of a government.
You and Your Democracy with Chuck Parkinson, part two of this conversation next week on Wednesday. Find the full series online, sdpb.org/yourdemocracy. From Chris Loffrey, Steve Zwemke, and Josh Heyer, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.
The general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.